Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. President Donald Trump expressed high praise for agriculture and the work of farmers and ranchers across the country. Trump was the first president in 25 years to speak to the American Farm Bureau Convention when he made a stop in Nashville earlier this month.
We know that our nation was founded by farmers. Our independence was won by farmers. Our continent was tamed by farmers. So true. Our armies have been fed by farmers and made of farmers. And throughout our history, farmers have always, always, always led the way. Are you surprised to hear that, farmers?
President Trump also discussed the repeal of the death tax and a provision that will allow farmers and small business to deduct more of the cost of new equipment that's included in the tax reform plan.
They'll be able to deduct 20% of their business income. All American businesses, including American farmers, will be able to deduct 100% of the cost of new equipment in the year you make the investment. That is something that is tremendous.
The president noted the repeal of several federal regulations, including the Waters of the U.S. rule.
I am truly proud to report that within our first 11 months, my administration has canceled or delayed over 1,500 planned regulatory actions or assaults, more than any president in the history of the United States.
We'll have more in a moment.
What's your favorite thing to see in Kentucky? The answer is different for everybody. But whatever you do, don't let the last thing you see be your phone. Join Kentucky Farm Bureau in getting the word out about the risks of distracted driving. Encourage others to drive distraction-free and pledge to do so yourself. A message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau. KFB loves KY.
President Trump also discussed removing harmful restrictions to allow better trade of agricultural products.
We're removing harmful restrictions on forestry so you can log more timber, plant more trees, and export more renewable resources to other countries. Make money doing it.
And he noted all trade agreements are being renegotiated.
We're reviewing all of our trade agreements to make sure that they are fair and reciprocal.
Following his remarks, President Trump signed two executive orders that will clear the way for more broadband expansion into rural America. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.